The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Sachtus Nedorim, Daf Lamites. The Gemara on Daf Lamites and Beis, these few blad over here, actually from the Mishnah, is the Sugya of Bikur Cholim. And it's kedai to handle a little bit. It's a mitzvah, not very well known, the halachas negeya bika cholim, and to go through some of the sugyas in how the negeya halacha. The Gemara says tanya bika cholim ein lo shir. The Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Testament base starts off and says that bika cholim has no shir. My ein lo shir. So the Gemara says, what does it mean that there's no shir? So Rav Yosef Lemeimer, Rav Yosef wanted to say that ain't shear the matan schar, that there's no shear to the amount of schar that a person gets for doing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Amalei Abayis said to him, v'chol mitzvahs mi yesh shear the matan schar? Do we know on any mitzvah what the shear is for matan schar? V'hotanam, we learned in the Mishnah and Ovis, have a zohar be mitzvah kalik v'chamur. Person has to be careful with a mitzvah kala, the way he's careful of the chamura, but a mitzvah that he seems to think is kala is not so important, he has to be just as careful to be mekayim that mitzvah as he does to be mekayim mitzvah chamura. She'ein ata yedeya matan schar shel mitzvahs, because we do not know the schar of mitzvahs, and therefore what he may think is a minor mitzvah really produces a lot of schar in Olam Haba, and maybe vice versa, and therefore a person has to be careful with all mitzvahs. So why do we say bedafka by bika cholim ein lo shir? All mitzvahs, we don't really know the schar. Ela abaya afilu gadol etzel katan. Abaya says yisoid that bika cholim is ein lo shir. That what? That although by many other mitzvahs there's a musig of chacham ve'ena lechvich vaydai, by Hashavas Avedu, we find that if a Chacham has something that he has to return, but it's not Lefi Chvoidei to walk down the street, let's say pushing something, you have a Rosh Hashiva who's walking down the street with a bicycle, it's not Lefi Chvoidei, so the halacha is he doesn't have to return it. Masha'en Kein, by Bikur Cholim, the halacha is that even a Gadol Eitzel Katan, there's no heter for him not to be mekayim the mitzvah bika cholim because of chacham ve'ena lefich vaydai, and therefore even a gadol to go to a katan would also be mechuyev to be mekayim this mitzvah. Rava Amar afilu meya pa'amim beyoyim, that ein lo shir is kipshutai. There's no such thing as being mekayim the mitzvah. He went once, he was yotze. A person would be mechuyev to technically be mevaka cholim even 100 times a day if it was necessary, and that's what it means ein lo shir. The Shita Mekubetzes over here on this Gemara brings that this that we say that there's no din of zokin ve'ein lefich vaydai, how do we know this halacha? He says we learn it out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to be mekayin the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim Levaka Chayla by Avram Avinu, and obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the God of Eitz HaKadon. So we see that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, and the Pasuk says Achrei Hashem Alekechem Telechu, Hashem Alekechem Telechu, there's an Indian that we should do like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim the Din of Bikur Cholim by going by a God of Eitz HaKadon, who Adin we Mechuyev to do the same thing. The Shita then goes on to bring B'Shem the Ritz, that he's mechuyev even to go 100 times a day. What does that mean? Says the Ritz, he can't say, I already saw him today, I already saw the Chayla, it's not Negeya, everything's good. Ki ulai berega echad yichbar alav Chaylev. So the Shita Mekubetzes, why do I have to go 100 times a day? Because at any point could be his chaylim will get worse, and then maybe he'll need something. So therefore, he has to keep coming and checking to make sure what's going on. And Ba'atzem, L'chayra, this is the Pshat, Ba'atzem, the tour in Yeredeyasim and Shin Lamed Hei, right at the beginning, brings B'Shem Ramban, that the Itkim Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to be on top of it and to see what the Cholim needs. And he brings a Raya, Ba'atzem, from a Gemara Vayter, that the Gemara brings on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that there was a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva that was sick, no one came to visit this Talmud. Rebbe Kiva came in there and he saw that the matzav was very shver, and he cleaned up and he swept up the room. He was in a very shvacha place, a dingy place, and he swept and cleaned. And the Gemara says, because of that he lived. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rebbe Yechisani, he told Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva, his Talmud told Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe, you made me live. Yotze Rebbe Kiva v'dorash. Rebbe Kiva went out and dashin kol mishen v'vaka choyle ki'ilu shafech dam. So Rebbe Kiva went out and said that anyone that is not v'vaka choyle, it's ki'ilu he's mamish shafech dam. And al pizeh the Aruch HaShulchan and Simin Shin Lamin Hei Sif Gimel writes that the ikke mitzvah of b'ka choylem is to see what the choyle needs. And he goes on to say, "Umayafu chaburis became yiyorim hanikim chevrelino." It's a beautiful minig that they had in those days, that there was a chabura called chevrelino. Shalonim etz la'achoinim kalalaylo lirois mashehem tzvichim. And again, this is takap shat in the shita. That's why the Gemara says that you have to go visit him 100 times, because the ikim mitzvah is to see what he needs. At any point, his matziv could change, the choli could get worse, and therefore he may need additional things. And for that reason, the Gemara says that it's ein lo shir that he should keep coming. The Torah also brings b'shem the Ramban a second reason to be mevaka chayla. Shemitaych shera'u, when a person sees the matziv of the choli, yivaka shalav yachamim. He says a second way how a person can be mechayim. He walks into a chayla, person sees that the matziv is shver, and because of that, it's ma'orihim to daven. Even if a person hears, it's not the same. He sees the chayla, that's ma'orih to him that he has to daven for him. And memele, he davens if his tefillah attack in the skabel, so he ends up that he is Mechaya. And the Beis Yosef Taka brings the end of the Ramban, that the Ramban fears us and says, Kol ha-mevakir es ha-choyle ve'ena mevakir shalav rachamim. Let's say someone is mevakir choyle and he doesn't bother to daven for him. He just goes in there, he speaks to him, and then goes about his, the rest of his day. Loi kiyah mitzvah zuhi. Taka wasn't Mechaya the mitzvah correctly, because the Ramban is saying that a big part of the mitzvah is to go in there to see what he needs and to daven for him. So if a person goes and is mevaka chayla and doesn't bother to daven for the chayla, he's failed in the mitzvah. Efshi, you could say that that's also nichlal in what the shita meant. Shema yichbar alav chayla. He went in the morning, he saw that there was a chayla, but he wasn't so bad. So could be he has to come back again. Why? Because if the chayli would get worse, that may be ma'orihim to taka daven more. And therefore, the Gemara is telling us that afilu may upon him, because shema yichbar alav chayli, and therefore, he'll taka be nis'orih then to daven, and that is a way to taka be mekayim the mitzvah. An interesting shayla that comes up, that is a little bit negeya in how you understand the reasoning behind Bika Cholim and what the Ikka Mitzvah is a Shaila that Rav Moshe discusses in Yeredeya Chelek Aleph Simin Reish Chof Gimel. And he has a Shaila if a person is allowed to be Mekayim Bika Cholim over a telephone. And the Shaila wanted to say that L'chaira you could have both reasons. Reason number one, we said, is because to see what he needs. So on the telephone, a person has an opportunity to speak to the chayla and find out and inquire from him if he needs anything. And in addition, he speaks to him, he could also daven for him. That could be ma'arin to daven. And therefore, the person wanted to say that over the telephone, it could work to be mekayim the mitzvah bikachon. However, Rav Moshe was not maskim. Rav Moshe over there in Siman Resh Chaf Gimel is chaylik on this. And he says that first of all, there's a certain nachas ruach that a chayla has when somebody comes to visit him. The zikr, the chayla does not get the same nachas ruach over the telephone as he would if the person came down in person. And also he says that the hergish that a person would have to daven for a chayla that he sees in person and sees his tzar is not the same that he would as the hergish that he would get over the telephone. A person's hergish in person is much more, has a much bigger roshim on him, and therefore, Zakhar Moshe, one cannot say that by simply calling the chayla and inquiring as to how he's doing, he would get the same his oros to daven for him as he would if he went down in person. And then he wants to go on to say even a chiddush. He says, Efshir, the idea to daven by a chayla, for a chayla, is to daven by his bedside, where the chayla is, ki yadua an chazal, that the makim that the chayla is, the shchina is lemaile m'rashesef shel chayla, the shchina hangs, is kaviyachol, by the bedside of a chayla. And therefore, to daven bimkoim the chayla, where the shchina is on behalf of the chayla, that is a tremendous chus. And he brings a raya to the sisoy. He says, l'chayra, if not, what's the grosser inyan to be mevaka chayla? If we're just saying that the inyan, like the Ramban is saying, is to daven for the chayla, so then let him go anywhere and daven. So let him just ask, he'll inquire, he'll ask his wife, he'll ask his kids how he's doing, and when he hears that he's talking to Shvara Matzah, he'll daven for him wherever he is. Why did Chazal Shtalavek, if the whole Indian was to daven, why did Chazal Vedavka Shtalavek the Yisoid that a person is mechuyev to daven Vedavka by the bedside of a chayla? So after Moshe, it's a raya that a person bedafka has to go, and by going he's now by the makom hashchina, and there he davens. That's a tremendous chus for the chayla, and therefore Rav Moshe fears ois that being yotze on the telephone is not the same as going down and visiting the person in person. Agav, I saw in the Chedushich Sam Sofer on the Gemara that he has a different reason why there's a ma'ala bedafka to daven for the chayla by the place of the chayla, by the bedside of the chayla, as opposed to stam davening for the chayla wherever the person finds himself. And he says like this, that it's mavur in Chazal that if a person would like to daven for a chayla, he must mention the name of that chayla. He has to daven with the name of the chayla in order for the tefillahs to work. However, the Gemara in Berachos on Daf Lamed Aleph says that if a person's davening for a chayla in front of the chayla, then he does not have to mention the chayla's name. The Melech Zakta Chassam Sofer that it's brought down by the Mekubalim that Be'etzem mentioning the name of a chayla is ma'ore a little bit of din on that particular chayla. As I zok the mekubal, so melo zok the chassam sofer. Avad if a person's not by the chayla, and the only way to daven for the chayla is to mention his name. Otherwise, the tefillah doesn't work. So it's Pashat Kedai, even though the Mekubalim say that there's going to be a little bit of din by mentioning the Chayla's name, but the Rachamim that could come out for davening for the Chayla surely outweighs that his Oiris Ladin, and therefore we say that you should be Mispalim. However, Zakhtar Chassam Sofer, if a person goes and is Mispalim by the Makam of the Chayla, and then he doesn't even have to mention his name because he's standing there, so b'meila he gets mamashal l'mailas, he gets the maila of tefillah, plus he doesn't have the his oyus ladin that the mekubalim are speaking about, and therefore zakta chasam sefer, that's a reason to taka go be mekayim the mitzvah of biku cholim, which the rishonim are mentioning is mishum tefillah bedafka by the bedside. And again, this would lechayra be another reason why doing it over the telephone is not good enough, because the ikir, one of the ikrim of Bikur Cholim is to daven, and to daven the Chassam Sofer is saying should be bedafka by the bedside, either because you don't have to say his name and you're not ma'ir ladin, or like Rav Moshe is saying because that's the makam hashchina, and therefore one is not mekayim the same level of Bikur Cholim over the telephone. However, Rav Moshe fears us in a tshuva that if a person cannot visit the person, avada, he's mechuyif to do whatever he could, and as the Indian of Bikur Cholim, he should call him on the telephone and discuss what's needed and to daven for him. And Rav Moshe says, how do I know that a person is obligated to do whatever he could even though he's not mekayim the Ikka Mitzvah? So he brings a raya that the Gemara in Amar Aleph says that if a person is muda hana mechaveroi v'chol benoi, so he's not allowed to go inside the house, but he's shoyel alav b'shuk tahainu al tzda isra hana, he's not allowed to go in the house, and therefore he can't actually go be mevaka chayla. However, he can be shoyel alav b'shuk. Dr. Moshe, what kind of avach is that? What are you gaining? You have a mitzvah b'kecholim which you can't be mekayim. What are you fadining by going and visiting him and asking where he's holding? You're not visiting, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So on that, Dr. Moshe, you see that even though a person is not being mekayim the mitzvah mamash kedinoi, vivayit is not able to, he's mechuyif to do what he could. And therefore, Zokter, calling on the telephone, Zichel Gora, from the person who's Muda Hano and Shoyal Lav Bashuk. So here too, he should do the same thing, and he should taka call him on the telephone. But if he's able to, Zokter Moshe Avada the Iker, Kiyam Mitzvah Bikur Cholim, is to go down in person, either because he can be mispal for him better, as we mentioned earlier, or because even though Ba'atzim he can be shoyal what he needs, but there's also an Indian in Bikur Cholim of making the person feel good and feel better by having visitors. And Dr. Moshe, that's something that's done much better in person than done over the telephone.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.